Welcome to another episode of the Lords of Lobang. We're back here in the studio again to tickle your ears. Today, it's the day after our presidential election.
Yay!
And we're very sad to announce that our president, Tan Kin Lian, has not been chosen.
Well, you guys are
He
sad.
Does not have the mandate. And today, we'll be celebrating with beers to drown our sorrow.
I'll be celebrating.
Yeah.
I'll be celebrating.
Celebrating and salivating beers to drown our sorrow. Because we really want him to win. Because I feel that he represents our primary interests in our hearts and minds. When he asks the question, where are all the pretty girls at?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Of all the things he actually did ask the important questions.
Yeah, with all the with all the things that's happening around the world, with all the wars and terror that's been happening across the globe.
The man found a bright spot.
We got to find where the pretty girls at.
Yeah, you know? Positivity, right?
Yeah,
positivity.
Look at the bright side in life.
Perhaps not as creepily as he did it, but you know, still.
Yeah.
It's a valid question, though. Where they at?
Well, technically, the photos that he take were not upskirt photos.
Yeah, and they were
So he didn't violate any of their privacy.
Consensual, right? Most of them?
I think it seems like it. From the photos, it looks like most of them were consensual.
Yeah.
He didn't violate any of their privacy, you know, upskirt photos or like in the toilet or something.
There was
like
one where he was taking it in a mall and saying where all the all the pretty girls in
I feel when I walk to any mall. It's like, why are there so many ugly people around? You know?
Yeah.
Why were there so many old folks and ugly fuckers?
No, the old folks I don't mind.
Some of them should
because
have been
maybe at one point in their life they were, might have been good looking pieces.
You know, this is what you've been saying that COVID isn't real. Because COVID is real, the old folks, all these fuckers would have been dead.
That's what I've been saying for the longest time.
Yeah.
There's no such thing called COVID.
We have to wait in the lift for 10 minutes because someone takes fucking 12 minutes to walk into the lift. And they have to hold the door open. I'm like, why didn't COVID kill you?
Why didn't you just close the door?
Close the door on them, right?
Yeah, 12 minutes.
No, they are witnesses. They are witnesses in the lift.
No, because so from a
12 minutes, the guy is out from outside of the mall walking
in.
That's
the old Jewish thing, right? When an old Jewish person looks at you and you are getting into an elevator, they're like, hold the elevator doors! And then they are like slowly like...
Yeah, waddling up to the fucking...
Yeah, they're shifting towards... And then you're like...
Deep down, you wish that they just trip and fall.
Deep down, you wish Hitler did the job, probably. Yeah. If you're in Florida.
Lim Wei Ming.
We've closed the door on them. The lift door on them, but unfortunately, there were other witnesses in the...
Then they were called the ADL.
No, if it's 12 minutes, right, you could have gone up and come down again.
Yeah. If I killed the old person, then I have to kill the witness in the lift as well. So, too many bodies, hard to hide.
Yeah, that's why he got your vote, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was an expected result, lah. The whole thing is kind of... I say this as an opinion. I'm not saying it's a fact. Opinion is it's rigged,
right?
I mean the whole certificate of eligibility. I don't know lah. Just seems. It seems like a very convenient way to get rid of opponents,
right?
To your desired presidential candidate. My opinion, my own opinion. Hmm. Not saying it's real or what. Because maybe I'm a little bit sour that George Goh didn't get the cert.
Right.
Based on... I don't really know what it was based on. I think we spoke about it, but... it seems to be hinting at his... the companies he has run as CEO. Mm. Each of them, individually, did not hit the 500 million mark.
I see.
Of what they said. Combined, yes, but each of them did not hit. Right. But I'm confused because Harvey Norman is a big name.
Mm.
So I'm pretty sure that they would have at least that much, right? Or am I wrong? I mean, I don't know.
Right.
Until now, I don't know whether they've released the reason
why. I don't think so.
Mm. Are they supposed to?
I think it's up to them. It's at their discretion, if I'm not wrong. From what I read
that
last
seems
time.
Like really weird, right?
It is. But who's going to question it? Who's going to follow up on it?
It's supposed to be Tan Kin Lian.
No, it's meant to be the mainstream. No, it's meant to be the mainstream media, right?
Yes, and then
right. Yeah. The media, let's not even say it like mainstream media or whatever. The media is supposed to do its job of being the opposition's voice.
Mm.
But in our country,
who controls the media?
Yes,
the
media is not doing the job of the opposition. They are, in my opinion, they are just being like court jesters,
They are being biased, lah, which is not what the media is supposed to be. It's supposed to be unbiased, right?
Yes. I mean, my sourness with this still goes back to the last election, where the change of everything, you know, it wasn't really upheld.
Mm.
Like the
Halimah Yaakob.
Yeah, once again, the CERT was the one that cast away any chance of opposition, and then the.
Any other prospectus candidate. Yeah,
and then the other thing is that the call it, the condition was suddenly set by the government that it had to be a sudden condition was set.
For people who are from the private sector.
Yeah.
Right.
What the reason being why I'm questioning this one is because if they're saying that five or not one stream meets the requirements, it doesn't make sense because he has multiple of them. He's been running a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay, and then if you can make conditions like the one you did for that elections, I think this one can be met for him also.
Mm.
Like, let's not. I mean, the whole 500 million thing is to it was set as a condition as a way to see if the candidate can run a country or not run a country, run a business,
right,
or a profitable
but
business.
But then once you are the president of Singapore. You're not running shit.
Yeah, so they set that up, and then now it just seems like a way, because it was increased, right? 2000 something, it was like 100 million.
Was it like 250 million and then it got doubled?
Then it became to 100 million, and then when it was Halimah Yaakob's time, it went up to 500 million, which was one way of getting rid of.
Yeah.
You know the other candidates. I don't know whether it was before or after.
Even the deposits. What I was reading a Straits Times article, right?
Yeah,
and
it went
deposits have been increasing exponentially, man. Like,
right.
It was like fucking less than 10,000. Then went beyond 10,000, like 16,000 or some shit like that. And then it's now 40K. It's 40.
Yeah, 40 is a lot.
I think the last GE was 43 or something. Then now this one is like 41.
Yeah, and they broke
like
it down.
It's like, yeah. What the fuck?
They're trying to make it harder and harder for people, for private citizens to kind of compete lah, in this.
Yeah, it is like buying a fucking car. La.
Yeah.
And then you look at the breakdown of how much a car costs for like a dealer, right?
Mm.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Mm.
So there's the open market value, and then there's a customs duty, which is a 20% tax on the open market value.
Right.
So it's OMV plus 20% customs tax. Plus COE, plus GST, plus road tax.
Yeah.
All of that, then now they've got the new rebate shit for like electric vehicles or
hybrid vehicles.
Yes,
I'm hearing a lot about that actually.
Yeah. So imagine without the rebate shit, like you are buying a petrol vehicle.
Yeah.
You're paying so much in terms of tax. Eh.
Yeah. And the money is not even the value of the car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just paper value.
It's just a lot of paper value, a lot of like unneeded taxes that the government claims that we need. So that we can curtail the car population. Like, what?
Yeah, that is not working. Yeah.
It is not working.
Mm. People are still buying cars.
Not only are they buying, a lot of government-funded agencies are also buying vehicles.
Mm.
Right? Like, who invests in ComfortDelGro? Right? Who is an investor into Grab?
Mm. Temasek.
Exactly. Where are they getting their money from?
From people of Singapore.
Yes.
I mean... Yeah. If you
and then you're claiming that it's going to we are investing in like infrastructure or like transportation that is going to help Singaporeans. Not really, because you don't want Singaporeans to own their own vehicles.
Mm.
You want them to take public transport.
But it makes sense if they invest in like ComfortDelGro and Grab. You don't want Singaporeans to have cars so that they'll book, you know.
Yeah, but then it becomes there's like a monopoly, right?
Yeah. Which is what they're doing, lah. Yeah. Without conceding there's a monopoly.
Yeah, and then ComfortDelGro wants to buy over Transcab.
Oh.
Wow.
That's not good.
Transcab. No, but
Transcab's the red one, is it?
Yeah, the red one.
Yeah.
The red one. The red one, and it has a reputation of hiring less than
capable drivers, lah.
Yeah. So basically, any drivers.
Almost all of the drivers say that my Nets machine not working casually.
And all the drivers are somehow above the age of 65.
Yeah.
And who look like they might be falling asleep at the wheel.
Some said that that they've been rejected by other cab companies.
Yeah. That's the rumor as well.
So in essence, they are scraping the barrel.
Yeah, though they are like the Petain Road lah of hookers.
Petain Road or Desker Road?
Both lah. Both. Yeah. Yeah. Flip a coin. One or the other.
They're the ones that when you get into the cab, you're flipping a coin. You're really flipping a coin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. You're like, does this guy have a license?
Yeah, could be good, could be bad.
But one of my friends, right? He actually like, that was the first ever time I saw someone doing this, and he was like, "Don't worry, I talk cab for you." I was like, "What?
Talk what?
Talk cab for you.
Talk cab for
then
you."
Then I was like, "Wait, what is going on?" So he just went up. He flagged down a cab, and it was a trans cab.
Uh-huh.
And the guy immediately is like, "Hey boy, no nets, only cash."
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Okay uncle, that one no problem. My friend only got $10 then he wants to go here.
Yeah.
Can or not? Huh? $10 only ? Hey, from here okay can I?"
Yeah.
Then my friend was like, "Yeah, okay, get in."
That's this how you negotiate.
That was a negotiation without even the fucking meter getting turned on.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like got $10.
Yeah, this is like JB standards, lah.
No, JB will get fleeced.
Oh yeah, lah.
JB true. People in Malaysia, people take Grab. They're like, fuck no.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
Walao, eh. The Grab situation over there is so nice.
Yeah.
Like the prices you see over there, it's like non-existent here. You can go from one place to another place for like two, three ringgit. Or what? Which
I paid like 60 ringgit from the airport to my hotel in the city center.
$20
Less than that. I think when I went was 3.2.
Unheard of here.
Yeah.
From here, just from maybe Yishun to go like to Ang Mo Kio or to Bishan, can cost on a non-peak day, maybe you are lucky you can get it like $10-$12. But on regular days, it's usually $15 now.
And we are not even talking about like Changi Airport to the city, you know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about KLIA to fucking city.
Yeah. That's crazy. And the other thing is, it's worse that now there's a minimum sum, you know, in Singapore. It doesn't go below 6.
Oh really?
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know there's a minimum sum.
No, I'm saying I feel that it doesn't go like even if I were to go from here and to somewhere close, right, it will not go below 6.
I think it will.
I've never seen.
If, for example, from this studio, we go to somewhere like the closest park here, I think it would be below 6.
Interesting.
Below 6. Let me just run.
They definitely can't charge you like some flat rate, right?
Pongo Park.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just put.
That's like probably 4 bus stops away, lah.
Mm.
Let's see how much it is now. But also today is Saturday, lah. So it's a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a weekend, you know. Yeah.
That's that one km away, right?
Yeah, but 1 km.
8.90, bro.
Oh, but it's a Saturday, lah.
No.
And now it's like dinner time.
No, I've never seen it go below 6.
8.90 is also damn expensive, lah.
Yeah.
Four bus stops. Yeah.
To walk, I can walk. I would walk there, lah.
That's my jogging route.
No, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it's walkable distance.
If I'm not wrong, right, there may have been something where, it's all set that the minimum amount will be 6.
Now or like from some time ago,
I think they've set it like in Singapore.
I've taken Grab like $5+, $5+,
but without the discount.
Without discount.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I've never seen it go below 6, except in when I go JB or somewhere else.
Mm.
And it can. I mean, imagine if over there it's 6 ringgit. That means
$2.
$2+.
Yeah.
Which is unheard of, lah.
It's good, lah. They should keep the ringgit low as possible.
And that's the worst thing, though. 8.90, right, is with the green arrows down, which means that it's low peak.
Yeah.
Maybe I can find somewhere closer.
No, but actually now Grab and Gojek very funny, lah.
How so?
The other day I was like checking, right, and Gojek was like $15.
Yeah.
To go home, and then Grab was like 28. I was like, it's a no-brainer. I'm going to get a Gojek.
Yeah.
And then Gojek, none of them were like picking me up.
Yeah, because low. That's
low,
why.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I went on to Grab back again.
Yeah.
I checked again, it was 17.
Huh?
And then I tried booking, immediately got one.
Yeah.
And it was like a multi-seater, like the Toyota Noah or some shit like that.
Yeah,
that was like going home in like comfort. I was like, fuck it now.
So
and
weird,
it was just
right?
$2 more.
Yeah.
And I got picked up immediately.
Yeah.
So it's like
I don't know how the algorithm works though.
Yeah.
It's like fucking weird sometimes, lah.
I'm gonna choose just next door, lah. just next door.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Oh no, choose the community center, the Domino's.
Look at that. That's just next door. I would go down, take the cab, and go next door, and it's still 7:20. I can't get it to go below 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
The only time is Grab Share gives you 5:50. And that's Grab Share for somebody who wants to go from here to there only.
Imagine the...
I think it's because they're counting for the guy, for the driver to arrive here.
No,
and then
I feel like in Singapore, right, the minimum is 6.
Is it?
It will never go below for a Grab car. I think that I think they've set a hard minimum no matter where, right? It's 6.
You should try it on Gojek.
Yeah, you never know Gojek.
Imagine the driver picking this up, seeing this pop up, like, what? Just across the road? It's like, huh? Hey. $7. Okay lah.
That's my meal right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can this person walk or not? Maybe this person can't walk.
Yeah, hey.
And then they see Sean.
Exactly,
waiting there.
Yeah, exactly. What? Maybe it's because they...
Uncle,
they
I just did this for an experiment. Oh, okay. Never mind. Good. Experiment
more. You pay me first. Walao.
You pay with card, right? Yeah, okay. Can.
In your experiment, you got cash or not?
Yeah. No, you paying cash or what? No, card. No, okay. No problem. You experiment more, bro. Yeah. Good. Good, very good. We need more people like you.
1070. Wait a minute.
1070?
Yeah, that one's not close enough. Let's select via... Okay.
If you selected the park, right, then it's like worse.
Yeah.
Let's select via... Okay. Just once again, next door. Just next door. Okay. This is a live experimentation. Try. Let's see. Gojek asking me to recheck because your pickup location and your cannot choose.
They're smarter lah.
Gojek don't allow you to do it.
Grab will fleece you either way.
Yeah, apparently Gojek was like,
no, choose the fucking the Domino's.
Domino's, where is the all there? Riverville Plaza lah. Put there. Okay.
How much would they charge you?
$8.80, bro.
To just go one round.
Just go one round, eh.
Wow.
Okay, that's a sad discovery that we made here. It wasn't planned on our topic, but wow, $6, $6 minimum.
That's why we need our leader.
To ask the hard questions.
To ask the fucking hard.
Why
questions.
Why is it so expensive to go from one place to another? Why are you taking cab to such short distance? Maybe
that's why you should have voted for me.
Yeah.
Maybe
is Temasek Holding trying to create a monopoly in Singapore?
I mean.
That's the hard
one. Yeah. There are questions that you can
if
ask.
If you think otherwise,
yeah,
then I've got waterfront property waiting for you in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
Wait,
Is it close to the stadium where they stone people?
Yeah.
can I watch it from my penthouse with a binoculars?
By penthouse, I mean sand dunes.
Oh, they are going ahead with their special project, right? Saudi Arabia, the one where
they claim a lot of shit lah. That
they talk a lot lah.
They're building that what mirrored wall.
The one what 13 kilometers or some shit across the desert.
I'll believe it when they build it.
Yeah.
What happens? You want to cross the desert? And you see the wall. It's like, how do I get across?
You pay the tax.
They are doing all sorts of weird shit. They offered Liverpool £150 million for Mo Salah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Right, and it got rejected immediately.
Yeah.
Like fuck off.
Oh,
yeah.
And you know,
he didn't even consider it.
No, the club did not even entertain it.
Oh.
Right? And you know what they were willing to pay him? £1.5 million pounds a week.
What?
So he will become the most paid player in the Saudi league. Way beyond Cristiano and all.
Wow.
Neymar and all. Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
that's fuck you money, man.
That's fuck
they've
you money.
They've always had it. Always had it. It's like
there's no financial
but
fair
then,
play.
Right, the taxes only apply, right, if you don't take out the money from the country for 2 years. Yeah.
Okay,
so
okay.
So they have
still
this
1.5 per week.
Yeah.
52 weeks. Oh.
52.
How many years?
Like 52, 26. So
Cristiano still earns more.
78.
Cristiano
78 mil a year.
Cristiano 2 years, 300 mil, right? 150 mil or 300.
I think Cristiano is slightly more, right?
Cristiano is 300 mil.
Then Sky Sports reported that he will earn the most.
Really?
Was it?
Yeah. Or maybe Cristiano is a package.
The most lucrative wage in the Saudi league.
I see. Yeah.
If he had taken it.
I mean.
No, I think because Cristiano, right, the club doesn't own his image rights and all. No. He owns it.
Ah.
Yeah, so there are many other factors. La.
Maybe.
I see.
Saudi league salary.
I think Klopp should just accept that, and then you can rebuild the team for the championship next season.
Rebuild already.
No, you continue rebuilding for
Ryan
championship.
Gravenberg.
You never know what you need la, when you go down to the championship. You know?
United. La, United. What the fuck are they doing? They bought a replacement for... not replacement. La, like a fella to take the place of Luke Shaw because he's injured.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, wait, this guy?
Who? I don't know that fella.
Yeah. If you don't know, then you shouldn't... Like, no one else should know. La. As a United fan, if you don't know who you guys are buying.
Yeah, let's wait and see. Like, we're taking it one game at a time.
What's the fellow's name? Arambet. Did not make it. Did not buy him.
No, yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Because the transfer deadline is over. Right?
Yeah. I'm like a... You know, like an addict, they say take one day at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking one
so
day.
So tomorrow is not going to be good for you.
Yeah, one match at a time. One match
so
at a time.
You're going to watch the Formula One. And then right after that, you're going to watch Arsenal win against United.
I think it's going to be a draw. I think it's going to be a draw.
But yeah, the shit move is that Formula One and the Liverpool game is at the same time.
Okay.
Both at 9 p.m.
Right.
I was like, fuck.
Both might be disappointing.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can keep up the good form.
It's against Villa. And Villa is doing well.
Yeah, they just came off victory against who?
Newcastle.
Newcastle. No. Villa. Villa beat someone 3... By 3 at West, they not West Ham. I don't know.
No idea. Yeah.
They came from a win.
Yeah, Villa is doing well.
Yeah, Villa is doing well. The villains.
Are they doing as well as Logan Paul in his quest to scam the world for money?
Oh, he looks like he's being not scammed, but he's being
trolled. He's being trolled heavily.
Yeah.
Heavily by Dylan Dennis.
But he has the money though. His prime drink or something is like making his way into
making loads of money. So they spoke about it on Flagrant, right?
Yeah.
On the podcast Flagrant 2 by the comedian Andrew Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew Schultz brought it up like, wait, recently we saw Terence Crawford like rocking the prime drink.
Right.
Right? So how much do you actually pay for him to do it? And he was like, wait, if I actually like say the number, would you like cut it out?
Mm.
And then he mentioned a number and they cut it out.
Mm.
And all of their faces were like, oh, shit.
Right.
And then it's like, yeah, we want to work with him more.
Mm.
And then like everyone's like, shit, that means you guys are doing really well enough to
give him that money.
Yeah.
Right.
And they want to do even more with him.
Yeah, but I'm reading some reviews about the drink, apparently it's not that healthy as what they claim it to be.
Dude, all of the energy drinks are not healthy.
Or like it's more unhealthier than like Monster.
Like name me one. Like what? Fuck, Red Bull, Monster. What's the other one? V Energy, Solar. Mm. Shit, Prime.
It's just high in sugar and all that shit, right?
It's high in sugar. It's mostly taurine base, which is bull testosterone.
Right,
a derivative of bull testosterone. Like, what the fuck are you doing drinking that?
Mm.
Right? Like, shit.
It's banned in New Zealand.
Mm. Oh, so yeah? Prime.
That's one good indicator.
But New Zealand should not be held as a barometer for anything.
Except
fucking sheep shaggers.
Except lamb meat, I guess.
Australia, some in school, Australia, Canada, South Africa, United Kingdom, United States. Some schools ban drink.
Mm. Or like energy drinks.
Yeah.
Those must be
They should be banning
energy. It shouldn't be for kids, I feel.
Yes. No, those are I'm pretty sure those are the schools which parents pay loads of money for.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not community colleges,
Definitely not.
Because
public schools.
So, New Zealand banned it because Prime Energy drink contains 579 milligrams of caffeine per liter.
Oh shit.
Mm. Milligrams of caffeine per liter.
That's a lot, right?
Which is above the legal limit of 320 milligrams. In New Zealand,
right?
Dude, that's whack.
That's insane, whack. Bro.
529 milligrams. That's
do you not want to sleep for the next 2 days? Drink Prime. Yeah, and you'll be awake.
Yeah, I mean, most of the energy drinks, they run on that one. Then
yeah. Like, if you can't afford
sugar,
meth,
it's like caffeine, sugar, taurine.
If they promote it as sugar-free, then they use a sugar substitute.
Yes.
And still, the caffeine's there. But most of it is the kick from the caffeine.
Mm.
The addictiveness is also from the caffeine, in a sense.
Caffeine is addictive, like, yeah.
Yeah. And the sweetness just helps it mask.
Makes it more palatable.
Yes.
Palatable. Makes it more palatable.
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 Doesn't sound right, Joey.
Palatable. Or like a palate.
Your palate?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's palatable.
Palatable.
No, what? Platypus.
Platypus.
Palatable. Yeah, there we go.
More.
The sugar is just made to
more
make
so than
it more
coffee.
Palatable.
Basically, if you wanted an energy drink, you could have coffee and then add tons of sugar.
Yeah, which is not how I like my coffee. I like it black.
But that's energy drinks. La.
Yeah, coffee is sugar. Yeah. That's black.
But coffee with sugar.
That's teh o.
Not with sugar. La. That's just black coffee, yeah.
Yeah, black coffee, but energy drinks are like that, but with sugar.
With a ton of sugar.
With tons of sugar. To make it sweet, lah.
Yeah.
Actually, not sugar.
And
just
then
some sweetener.
You find a boo, and then you rub it out, and then you put the sperm into the coffee, and then you drink it.
It depends if the person likes it from the sauce.
Bullet coffee.
If the person likes it from the sauce, I tell you, getting bull semen is also something that spike your adrenaline.
That's what you call a stag.
Yeah. Finding the boo is not the issue.
Yeah.
Jerking it off is the problem.
Yes, getting it to hold still.
Yeah. Why you jerk it off?
Yeah. What you mean? You think what those guys called the rodeo ones? No, not rodeos.
Breeders.
Matadors.
Matadors. Yeah.
Right.
You think they're brave?
No.
Get someone.
Check out the boo jerker.
Yeah, the boo jerker. The wild boo jerker. Because wild ones are way better. Just get the guy chasing it. And it's like it's the first time you see the bull being chased.
Yeah.
In a sense, lah, and it's out of fear. Because he's been jerked by this guy before. It's either that or you...
you get straight so far from Logan Paul and Dylan Dennis to fucking bowl semen into coffee.
Imagine your hands are so full of callus, right? And your skill is so bad at the bulls. Like, I don't want you to touch my penis.
Yeah, then
get away from
then
me.
Then only way
that
you can
should
do
be Dylan Dennis's hand. Because he has spent most of his career jerking off Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was affiliated.
I didn't even know who he was.
I just thought it was just
Conor
some
McGregor,
guy.
Right, has this very interesting trait. If you're toxic, he wants you in your team.
You're toxic and useless.
Useless, you're in his team.
Immediately.
You're
he's
immediately
like, come
join
us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Dylan Dennis brought nothing in terms of like skills or like accomplishments.
Have you seen his fights in Bellator?
No.
Yeah, I think there was. I was watching this YouTube channel. Then they'll show some of
his last
fights.
Fight was like four years ago, 4.5 years ago. Or something.
Yeah, and his opponent looks like the guy just trained like a week lah, and then and then he turned up, and then he like beat the shit out of him.
Like
the referee
a cab driver,
off. Huh?
He was like a cab driver off the street, and they're like, you wanna come?
He looks like he's the janitor lah.
We got Texas barbecue for you.
The guy was cleaning toilets in the stadium, and then it's like, hey, in the arena, like, come, just put on gloves and go and fight.
We got a new set of clothes for you.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Dylan Dennis is what you call a professional troller.
Yeah.
He trolls like Gordon Ryan as well, you know, on his Instagram, calling him out.
Gordon Ryan is like the world grappling champion.
Yeah.
I never heard of him. I mean, I may have Dylan Dennis.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Dylan Dennis.
Yeah.
So, the thing about Logan Paul is like, he also doesn't really interest me that much. Because him and the brother are scammers, lah. But now that this is happening to him, like, whose side do I have to be on?
I think we should be on neither of their sides.
Neither of the side, but
we
like
should be on the side of entertainment.
Entertainment
and
why,
fireworks.
But in this case, like, who is
this is an event, right? Mm-hmm. That I wish, I hope that Al Qaeda actually exists, and Al Qaeda is gonna use this event as like
a staging area,
like. And as an example.
Oh.
Right.
Infidelity.
Or ISIS.
Yeah.
Or the Wagner Group. Or any other fucking like terrorist organization, they're going to use this event.
Yeah.
I hope.
They should use this event to torture the people that are about to be stoned. And then the victims will be like, just stone me now, lah. I don't want to watch this.
They'll stone themselves.
Yeah, they'll stone themselves. Give them the stone and they'll kill themselves.
When is this supposed to happen?
Soon.
October, November, I don't know. I'm not sure the date has been announced, lah. The
build-up has been going for such a long time.
Yeah.
But I think the main event is not even them.
Mm.
The main event is KSI Tommy Fury.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
And during the press conference, John Fury fucking flipped all the tables.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He was just trying to be out of... Like off the hook.
The Fury family is quite funny.
They are all nuts.
The heavyweight guy, he retired already, right?
Who?
No,
he's fighting Francis Ngannou.
Tyson Fury has a...
He's got Netflix series now.
What? Living with the Furies?
Living with the Furies, yeah.
Oh my god.
He has like 4 kids.
Five
kids. I was like, what?
5 or 6. I'm not sure.
How are you supposed to take this thing seriously now? This is a boxer. A guy goes out to like kill people and then... I mean, like, supposedly...
He's a gypsy, bro.
He should have driven off the cliff in his Ferrari.
Yeah.
6 years ago.
In Manchester.
I haven't watched that show because I...
Then at least...
He spoke about it on Joe Rogan.
Then at least Usyk would have all the belts now.
Yeah.
Then now his younger brother is... That's the younger brother.
Tommy Fury, yeah.
He's fighting with a YouTuber.
KSI.
Yeah. I can't...
The younger brother was the one who defeated Jake Paul.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Gave Jake Paul his first loss.
First loss, yeah.
Nice.
Quote and unquote professional loss.
Nearly knocked him out.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Wait, okay. So that one wasn't rigged?
So everyone was saying that Tommy Fury was meant to like lay down.
The leaked notes, right?
The leaked notes.
Yeah.
But then he flipped the script and that was when Jake Paul was like, what the fuck is going on? And then he realized that, fuck, this fella is like fighting for real.
Sweet justice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why now Tommy Fury is getting the main event. And Logan Paul is like in the pre-main event.
Mm.
Right.
Like the co-main event.
But I kind of do, you know, KSI, I enjoy some of his YouTube videos.
KSI is Logan Paul's partner, right? Prime Drinks.
But I kind of enjoy some of his like do not laugh thing and the Sidemen stuff. Yeah, so that's quite cool. So, I mean, in this case, I hope he doesn't get beaten up too badly.
Yeah.
Who can box better, Logan or Jake? I think Jake is slightly better.
Jake
right,
has
Logan.
A better.
Logan is actually a good wrestler, you know.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
That's why he was on WWE. That's why.
No, like amateur wrestling.
But
not professional wrestling.
No, like, but he has it now. He's like on.
Yeah, he's got a contract with WWE and all.
How can he still box? Like, can they moonlight that way?
I'm pretty sure their contracts are worded in such a way.
That you can like have another source of
like because he's got his own podcast and everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so he's got other things that are actually doing really well. And the WWE shit is like, I think supplementing. It's like a win-win for both parties.
Yes, publicity for WWE. I mean, he brings in the fans,
his own fans with WWE. Yeah.
Dude, like he brought in big numbers, man. Like for his fight against Mayweather, because all the impressionable kids who were following him and all right, they were like, "Oh, I think like Logan's got a good chance of like whipping Mayweather."
Yeah,
because the size discrepancy, bro.
Yeah,
like how did they even sanction that fight?
It's like 40 pounds. He was at least 40 pounds.
But
over
he already goes to show that you know anything to do with Mayweather is like.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's definitely rigged, la.
If he agrees to it, it's basically you know why.
He knows that he can.
He knows his.
Yeah.
But if Mayweather went all out, la, I think he would have flawed Logan Paul. Logan Paul was guessing after fifth round.
Yeah.
Mayweather looked like he's walking the dog.
And it was only like an 8-round fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a professional fighter. I mean,
Mayweather was dancing in the ring. He could have read a book with
one
hand.
That's why he agreed to it. Yeah. Why do you think he agreed to fight someone who's 40
fucking Logan Paul was like wheezing and like struggling.
You've done boxing, you know how tiring this.
There's one shot. I don't know how true it is, lah. Because it was slowed down like a lot, but they were inside fighting, and then like Logan just leaned on him, and then Mayweather just like push him up. I was like, hey, like, fucking get up, lah.
Yeah.
Don't you're about to fall down on the floor.
No, because he was gassed.
Yeah.
He was so damn tired.
Maybe that was pushing him up.
Dude, like, imagine if, like, you see, that's why, you see, few of them call out, like, Canelo.
Wait, didn't Jake Paul did it, what?
Yeah.
Then Canelo.
Jake Paul is like 200 pounds, and then this fella is like.
Then Canelo gave a statement. It's like, I like what you're doing, but stay in your lane.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Jake Paul doesn't have the amount of money, right?
Yeah.
That it takes to rig a fight, like how Canelo can do it.
He does have the context also, lah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, like Canelo does it, right? And he's going to make the casino money. He's going to make the bookmakers money. He's going to make the Mexican mafia, the cartels money. It's like money is being made on multiple levels, including himself.
Right.
Jake Paul is nowhere close.
Yeah.
Nowhere close.
Yeah, for sure. And Canelo's been in this sport for what, since how young?
14.
14? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he went professional at 16 or something, right? 16 or
very
17.
Young. 14, 15 maybe in Mexico? Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, very, very young. So, like,
he's been around, the block.
Yeah, Jake Paul doesn't know what he's getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for people who, like, are interested in, like, boxing, the politics of boxing, and actually knowing the real rules of boxing, check out this YouTube channel called Fight Film.
Very good, yeah.
Very, very good.
Very good.
And no holds barred commentary.
Yeah.
And very down to earth.
Yeah. Hey, do you see the recent not controversy but argument between Jake Paul and Logan Paul? I think it was on some podcast.
They were fighting, right?
Yeah. Jake Paul was like, "Say you never back me up. You're always on like KSI side." I think KSI was like talking trash to like Jake Paul, and then Logan just like keep quiet or some shit.
They're business partners, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but the stupid thing is that, hey, what do you expect? You expect your brother lah, but then you want him to lose hundreds of millions or what? Or tens of millions?
Yeah.
You don't know who the fella is . You confirm know who he is, what?
Yeah. And then like PBD was saying on his own podcast lah, said like this might be a ploy, right, to like pit brother against brother to make a big payday.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah. Because that's a fight that would be quite interesting that everyone want to see, right?
You know, brother against brother.
Yeah, they'll make so much money, it'll be a stinker, and then they'll hug it out right at the end.
That's like a movie. And then
it'll become a Netflix series.
No, there's an actual movie.
Like a documentary,
There's an actual movie like that, right?
The Warrior.
Warrior.
Yeah.
And they'll practically steal the plot.
Yeah, steal the idea. Steal the film's idea, then put it in real life.
And then they'll do one episode with Dylan Dennis.
Yeah. No, Dylan Dennis could be like Mr. T or so. To Logan Paul's Rocky.
Yeah, but the amount of research that Dylan Dennis does to research on Logan Paul's fiance.
No, not really. He's just taking pictures of her.
Yeah.
And just posting it.
Hey, but the pictures go back to like 2015, man.
Yeah, no, you Google her name.
Yeah.
And then just click the images tab. That's it. That's what he's doing. He's just picking pictures out.
Yeah.
Whichever he doesn't have to pay copyrights to.
And then he just posts it on.
He's just posting it.
Yeah.
But what about the videos?
The videos were
some
on
of the
Twitter.
Videos are from her own Twitter page.
So she posted that video of her.
Yeah, but
her,
it's without any context, what?
Oh.
It doesn't have the original description she has posted.
Oh.
It with nothing, what? No context.
Yeah. It's so pretty wild, lah. The things she's saying is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to know.
But Schultz did confirm that she went out with DiCaprio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there are pictures of her, right, with DiCaprio?
Yeah, them smoking outside.
But they broke up once she hit 26, right?
25.
Oh, shit.
25 or 26.
There's this thing where he doesn't go over 25.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
He's fighting climate change with that.
Yeah, he's living up to it, right? He has not...
Yeah.
He has not dated anyone over...
Ricky Gervais made the joke at Golden Globes, right? After the fucking Irishman ended... his date was too old for him.
Yeah. He broke up because his date was too old.
Yeah. And the guy, he's not not really denying it with his actions, though.
I would love how to know.
He doesn't give a fuck, man.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know. Yeah, he doesn't care as well. But I want to know how you can fight climate change on your super yacht while dating a bunch of 25-year-olds.
Or on a private jet.
Yeah.
Or have a private jet fetch your limos to another country where you will then be ferried around to... preach about
to Davos
change.
And then
no,
you
when you're bringing
about
the 19-year-old to buy like shit in Paris on a private jet, and then she's like, oh, but I need to be back for dinner. Don't worry.
Curfews are are my specialty. You know, I've dealt with lots of this.
Don't we fly to somewhere closer to your house and you say that you're just around the corner.
Yeah. Or at least I can assure them that you'll be indoors, lah. You know, by that time.
So the most important question here is Logan Paul marrying a whore?
If people want to watch more, they should watch the Flagrant 2 podcast with Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Right? And he claims, lah, that he knows who she is.
Right.
He knows, like, her history of dating.
Yeah.
So, he's fine with it.
Right.
And he has said to her, like, he has also shared his dating history. So, like, they are all good.
Right.
So, whatever is happening here is just Dylan Dennis trying to
stir shit, lah.
Stir shit. Yeah. Trying to be a troll. And even he agreed that he is an A-class troll.
Right.
And that is why he chose to fight him.
Right.
Because he's going to promote the fight no matter what.
Right. Okay.
And the only thing that he's afraid of is that Dylan Dennis is not going to show up for the fight.
Which there might be a high chance.
There might be a high chance. He might show up for everything and then he won't show up for the fight.
What?
He might claim like injury or some shit.
Oh, as in not like...
Not be in the ring.
Not be in the... But contract wise...
He might just pay off the fucking fight.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
But then the pay-per-views and everything will be paid forward. Mm. Yeah, which is going to be a headache for Logan Paul and all that.
Because they have to settle the whatever.
But yeah, if he's all the class action lawsuits.
If he's as big a troll as he thinks, then yeah, it's a high probability. La. Then you'll send somebody there and then you'll appear on Zoom.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sorry, I can't be there right now to accept this. Oh, wait.
I injured my hand. Yeah. My pinky. I injured my pinky. I can't fight.
He brings up two bandaged up hands. And yeah. Say, blame your fiance. And it's like something like that. Yeah. Those things are a trap. You know, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. La. I mean, I don't know.
But it's going to be interesting to see. Whenever the fight happens, most likely I'm just going to stream it.
Yeah. It's not worth paying for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll stream it either when I'm at home or if the fight is going to happen when I'm in the office, I'll just stream it there.
Yeah.
That would be...
It's not worth your time.
Don't even money. Know whether you want to stream it. Like, is it even worth
No,
watching?
I just want to see whether the fellow will get into the ring with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And whether there will be any KOs, lah.
And the fight is going to be funny.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be funny. Dylan Dennis can't fight.
Yeah.
Like he's a jiu-jitsu guy. He can't really throw hands. Yeah.
His striking is not. It's not.
So I would actually back Logan Paul.
Mm.
Yeah. Drop him with a body shot.
Unless they allow grappling.
No, I don't think so.
It's pure boxing, right?
It's boxing, yeah.
It's boxing, yeah.
So weird. And then just using it to make money, lah.
Oh, for sure.
To rev up interest, get the people in, and then.
No, I'll make money for the streaming site by. Patronizing them and clicking on a few ads.
Clicking on ads. Yeah, that's the right way to go.
Yeah, I'm not going to...
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Excuse me. I mean, Logan Paul would be the Tharman in this one. And then Dylan Dennis would be Tan Kin Lian.
Yeah, they are all shy.
They're all shy.
Yeah.
Who can take Peter Ng's place?
Peter Ng,
Tommy Fury.
No, Tommy Fury or KSI?
Not Tommy Fury. I'll say John Fury.
John Fury. Oh, the
fucking flipping tables and everything.
Yeah. Screaming. Yeah.
Creating a feud. Actually, was
Tan Kin Lian is Tyson Fury.
Right. Was there really a feud between Tan Kin Lian and Peter Ng?
I don't know. I don't know if there was an actual feud, but they were like. Peter Ng was pointing the fingers.
Words said, right? He was like saying, he was making comments about opposition shouldn't have any. What shouldn't be?
But the opposition, who? The only person who endorsed
was Tan Cheng Bock. What? Tan Cheng Bock and Tan Ji, the two Tans that also were.
No, Tan Cheng Bock and Lim Tien.
Lim Tien. Oh yeah, they were at the coffee shop.
Lim Tien's a lawyer, sorry.
Yeah.
He's the guy that also got in trouble, right?
A lot of trouble. Yeah. People's voice. People's voice.
Oh,
people's
voice.
Like M. Ravi.
What did he get in trouble for?
They arrested him, what?
Oh, shit.
They ran into his law firm and arrested him.
Oh, yeah.
For not paying money.
Money stuff, right?
Money stuff, yeah.
But he was representing... there was a high
High court case.
High court. It was a case that he was running, right? It was against Lee Hsien Loong, if I'm not wrong.
Huh? Is it that?
Was it? Shit, I can't remember. We covered it, but I can't remember what.
Yeah, we covered it some time ago.
Yeah.
They came into his office and they were like, yeah, so...
Yeah, they didn't give him... He was like saying they didn't give me time to prepare or...
But there was no... There was no such thing. What? They already gave you a notification and then they came over and they sent... They asked you to read the order. And then I got things to do. I need to work. Bro, you're a lawyer, man. You should know how an arrest works.
It's a good way to... try and escape, lah. Basically, next
I
time
got work to do.
Next
and arrest works in a way where they deprive you of your liberty.
Yeah, no, but right. But it's a good thing. It's like, you know, in Singapore, the next time you get arrested, you just say, "Yeah, I
sorry, I got to go to work.
I need to work. I still got work to do."
Oh yeah, okay. I understand how I was working.
Yeah, then what? You slowly at your own leisurely time, you walk over to Canterbury. fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Romanian Bay.
Oh my.
But
Romania or Hungary?
Hungary. Sorry.
Hungary. I'm happy with the results, lah. Darman won. It's the first time in my life I'm a winner.
Right, should we get the fuck out of here?
Yes.
No. I don't take this lightly.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Our leader has been sullied. And on this note,
yeah,
let's just put it out there.
Yes.
The president of Singapore has fuck all to do.
Yeah.
But to be at NDP,
mm.
to be at every Istana open house during all the public holidays.
Yeah.
The last lady made Milo. This guy is going to bake rojak. That's what he's going to do. he already put his symbol is pineapple, right?
Yeah.
He's going to make Chinese rojak. That's what he's going to do.
That's true. Yeah. There is pineapple in Chinese rojak.
Mm. But the pineapple was a surprising choice. Either way, prosperity.
Or maybe he's a swinger, I don't know.
Prosperity to all us all.
Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour.
Alright, ciao.